1515 Mad Poly presents the Wrestling Roundtables, the Raw, the Bad, the Ugly, the weekly podcast where we tell you what we like, didn't like, and what was just flat out horrendous. It is your favorite tag team partners, and we back, motherfuckers.
Oh my God. It's Miller.
Hell yeah. I ain't gonna lie. I needed this break from WWE.
Just to come back with some bullshit.
Yeah, coming back to some bullshit. But look, hey, I am actually happy to be back to recording the podcast. I took me a nice little hiatus because I was out on vacation, living my motherfucking life and staying out of y'all's. Hopefully y'all miss me though, because I miss y'all.
Aww.
And I miss my brother over here too.
Hey, aww.
Hey man. I have seen you.
Right, I'm like, you've seen me.
But even then, it's...
It's not the same.
Not the same.
It's quick, what's up, kids? What's up,
Stu? We don't have our quick conversations before the podcast. We haven't had that time to... Our bonding time.
Right. Yeah. That's why at work, I probably haven't been like... My friends are like, man, why are you not talking to me? I'm like, I don't got nothing to talk about, dog. Like, I just don't feel like it. I want to talk to my friend about wrestling. I don't want to talk to you guys.
Yeah. Man, it's been a minute. But anyway, Raw took place in Long Island.
Long Island.
Let me go back to it's your favorite tag team partners, me, Sterling Pro.
It's Miller. What?
We didn't do that.
I did say it's Miller.
And, did you?
And you said...
Holy shit.
Sterling Pro, I'm sure. And then
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I did say it's Miller.
Damn, yeah, that's crazy. But I didn't... Allow me to reintroduce myself then. Shit.
Wait, time out. I don't want to go off too bad, but somebody said that in the meeting once, and I couldn't help myself. You know, sometimes people say things, and of course everybody was like, what? I'm sorry. Sorry, guys. I'm just going
to... Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho.
And I sure did unmute myself so I could say it. There was about 10 people who got it out of the 75 that were on the conference call.
Yeah.
And my boss was like, I don't understand, you know. Of course, I had to send her the link. Jay-Z! I was like, oh boy.
She must be some old white lady.
No, she not. No, MK's not old. She's probably like 5 years older than us.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, you know, she ain't a hip-hop head. If she tried to tell me about, I don't know, they be talking about these dudes, Brian Luke or something. I don't know.
Oh, Luke Bryan.
There you go. Yeah. I was close. Yeah, I'd be like, what the fuck?
I don't fuck with country music, but I do know some of the names. Yeah, just not my favorite.
I know Kane Brown because he was on Ridiculousness, and that's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah, I don't know how you watch it, but you know, because you know me.
I know, you don't like that.
I can't do it.
But you know me. Yeah. I'm the dude who, if we had camera phones back when we were kids, do you know how many times I probably would have been on there because of y'all probably sending something in?
Yeah, I can think of a few moments.
That's it. There's so many times where I fucked myself up.
Yeah. Definitely. Shit.
So for me, I'm like, I'm not the only one.
Yeah. But you know, some of them just, they do dumb shit. Yeah,
like jump into a cactus.
Yeah.
What did you think was going to happen?
Right. Like, come on.
It's still funny.
No.
That's definitely. The growing up and down the grove in me.
Because, yeah, you got to remember, I didn't like Jackass.
Right. You weren't a fan.
Nope, wasn't a fan.
And I loved Jackass. I loved Jackass so much, I started recording videos and called it Blackass. And I was rolling down hills and carts and running into walls and baby, what's the name? Me and Kintendo. Shout out Kintendo.
Yeah, y'all motherfuckers are stupid.
Oh, man, we did some crazy shit. I jumped off of
I do remember that. Oh, man. And you was a grown man doing
this. Yes. 19, 20 years old. But they were grown men doing it, so whatever.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, but it's different.
Blackass could have took off, sir.
They were getting paid.
Blackass could have took off.
It could have took off. But the only problem is, it was only one Blackass.
There was one black guy in it.
So Ken was white.
Ken was white, too. This didn't make any sense.
Although, if people would have got, like, if people would have just, like, oh, it must be some type of joke.
Yeah.
I guess it could have worked.
We didn't have the storyboard written out all the way, sir, but we had the idea. That was what it was. We had the vehicle.
Yeah, that's
good stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, Raw took place in Long Island.
Long Island.
By the way, before we get into this, though, do you have a match to watch for, sir?
I don't have... Well, I do. I'm going to take that back. I do have a match to watch for. And it is Jacob Fatu defending the MLW World Championship against LA Park from MLW's pay-per-view this past Saturday that was actually in Chicago. Really, really great match. Jacob Fatu is ridiculous. There's actually a clip, shout out iHeart Wrestling on iHeart Wrestling, of when he did basically a modified moonsault over the top rope. Space Flying Tiger Drop, maybe? Mind you, Jacob Fatu is a 300-pound dude, and he flips over the top rope, no hands, with ease. It's incredible stuff. But definitely go ahead and check out that match if you like brawls mixed with some power wrestling mixed with fucking chaos. I don't know how to explain it. This is definitely a match for you. If you don't like blood, though, don't watch it. If you do like blood, go ahead. But yeah, MLW's debut pay-per-view, Jacob Fatu defending the MLW World Championship against LA Park.
And, of course, news and rumors.
News and rumors. So I'm going to keep it kind of short. I said I was only going to talk about one thing, but I do have, like, two other things. So let me get those out of the way. First, ROH is going to be debuting on the former sports channels this Friday. So if you remember a while back, we talked about how, Sinclair owns all the regional Fox mm-hmm. Sports networks, and they're basically transitioning those channels. So that is where ROH is going to debut starting Friday. The cool thing about it is they're still going to keep their certain syndications. So if any of you have, like, Stadium and you watch ROH whenever you want because it comes on, like, every day but at a different time, mm-hmm. you will still be able to watch it there if you watch it on Fight, if you watch it on Honor Club. But now the big thing with ROH is that they're going to have a set time that they're on all the time on one channel. So, like, you know, it's Fox Sports Midwest, Downside, whatever. Whatever time it is. So let's just say it's 7 o'clock because I don't know yet. It'll be 7 o'clock everywhere. No more like, oh, well, in Chicago it comes on at 8. And the old ECW schedule is what I called it because ECW will come on whenever. Mm-hmm. However, so there's that. And oh, there was something else I'm trying to remember. I know it's borderline important. I can't think of it. Oh, duh. It's official for Wrestle Kingdom on night one. So January 4th at the Tokyo Dome, because remember they're doing two nights at the Tokyo Dome. Kazuchika Okada is going to defend the IWGP World Championship against Kota Ibushi. And then Jay White's defending the Intercontinental Championship against Tetsuya Naito. The winners of each respective match will then meet on night two at the Tokyo Dome. And in that match, the winner will basically be the IWGP Double Crown Champion, I suppose, because they will be the IWGP Heavyweight Champion and Intercontinental Champion. So that's how they're solving that problem. There's a really good write-up that somebody did from one of the fan pages about how the story is everybody has to win this match. Like, nobody can afford to lose. Obviously, there's only going to be one person in the end with both belts, but it kind of breaks down how everybody has something on the line, and I love the way that New Japan kind of honors wins and losses. Even though they don't have like a 1-0 whatever, wins and losses matter. For example, Okada, you know, he lost to Naito and also lost to Ibushi at one point, so he's trying to avenge those and just be the ace. And there's a bunch of little intertwined stories in there, so it'll be dope. All right, so last but not least, and what I wanted to hold out for, because I know Sterl is going to have...
Oh, what's his name stops. Is officially... She's there, Scarlett.
Oh, that's not... Her. We're not going to celebrate that. That's called keep away. That's what that is. I mean, it's
that's true.
So tired. Because let's be... I'm going to be 100% honest.
You don't think they're going to use her?
I know they will. But they're not going to use her in a wrestling capacity. Watch. That's she's fine. A decent wrestler. She's a decent wrestler. I'm not saying she's going to give you a 5-star match, but she's good. And I don't think that's her purpose there. I don't think that's why they signed her. And it, to me, it's going to be all about sex appeal. And to me, this is their way of avenging Eva Marie. That's how they're going to use her. Like, that's what that says to be 100% honest. Yeah.
And, you know, like, and Eva Marie was starting to take off.
She was.
And then the drug thing happened, the failed drug test.
Yeah,
and then,
it just started getting back.
Yeah. Well, then she just never came back.
I don't blame her. At this point, I wouldn't go back either.
But she wants... I don't know. You know what? I think she said, nah, I got more money just doing modeling and doing my fitness and all
without
that
shit. Without the wear and tear. I mean, if you have a real passion for it and you want to come back, yeah. I hate sounding like a hater, but at this point now, like, if you have a passion for wrestling, we're at a point where you're going to make money. You got options. You know what I'm saying? Are you going to, obviously, WWE's, you know, that's where you're going to make the most right now. But that's not to say you can't be comfortable. That's not to say you can't make a good living. Look at Joey Ryan. Only reason he signed with Impact over AEW and everybody else was because he could kick his indie dates and still work Impact Wrestling. So you, there's wiggle room to negotiate if you've built your brand to the point where you have that. And then you have options. So, you know, if you have a passion for it, you can get into it. All right, so I'm going to just wrap this into one kind of whole thing and, you know, get your, I don't have much to say about it, but obviously I'm going to let Sterl speak his piece because he has some quality things to get off his chest about it. But as we all know, the whole incident in Saudi Arabia, I don't think we need to rehash that because if you're listening to the podcast, you know what the hell happened. But I think what really made me the most annoyed is the fact that yesterday they announced that WWE and Saudi Arabia have expanded their event partnership through 2027. I don't know if this was pre-planned and it's just part of the motions because they already knew they were going to announce this and they just had to do it, or if this is for real, the God honest truth. And if it's for real, like, they negotiated this and this, I am so irritated. Just because, to me, that's a slap in the face of everybody. And it basically confirms what we all thought, that Vince McMahon doesn't give a fuck unless it's about money. And that's sad to me. It's disheartening. I think I said that on any wrestling board I've been on. I just don't understand that how you can go through that situation with all the little points and pieces to it, yet you're going to continue this deal. Like, and not even continue it. Extend it. Like, to me, that's just like, yeah, be mad, wrestlers. We don't give a fuck. You're expendable. That's what it says to me. And the whole rah-rah speech that Seth Rollins gave would make me tell him to kiss my ass, to be 100% honest. Company boy. Because at the end of the day, it's so fucked up. I don't know how you spin it to not be fucked up. But that's my two cents. I'm going to let you go ahead.
Yeah, because Seth said, and I quote on Twitter, and this is why, look, first off, I tweet. When you tweet, most of the times when I tweet, it's either I'm attacking my Chicago Bears because, look, I'm just like, trade deadline, Super Bowl caliber defense, and yet you said, fuck, going to get a quarterback. And by the way, an offensive lineman that doesn't want to be on that racist-ass team called Washington. You know the other name of it because it's flat-out fucking racist.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, only, look, I have a friend that I work with and shit. And sometimes I'd be like, yo, dude, you can't say that, but it's racist. But this is that white people shit. We sit there, we talk about, look, the Native Americans or indigenous people are telling you this is racist.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you still refuse to change the name. Look, that's neither here nor there. But you have Trent Brown, who is a top left tackle in this league, that doesn't want to be there. And you didn't trade for him. And you have problems at the quarterback position and at the offensive line position. Because, hey, look, we've dealt with bad quarterbacks. But what I can't stand is not having a fucking running game. That shit pisses me off. Because then at least we can keep our defense off the field and we can control tempo of the game. But anyway, I digress. Let me get back to what I was about to say. So I don't like to really stay on social media like that. Just not my thing. I'm honestly, even when I talk to females and stuff like that, I'm literally turned off by the amount of time they want to spend on social media. That is just not something that I vibe with. Mm-hmm. It's this younger generation, I think.
These youngins.
Yeah. But here's the reason why you should stay on social media. If you don't have nothing, a substance to say, I take that back. When you're going to flat out just lie, and Seth Rollins is starting to piss me the fuck off, and it hurts my soul because I genuinely love him as a wrestler. He's a Bears fan. I like him. But he says things sometimes that just irks me. And then he says this. Look, I'm not going to say that Dave Meltzer puts out, every story that he puts out is just dead accurate and shit like that. It's just not possible. It doesn't happen. But he's very credible.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is my problem with Seth Rollins tweet. And lastly, at Dave Meltzer 1, you're at best a
purveyor.
Thank you for my English language. No, I had it earlier though. Purveyor of misinformation, or at worst an outright vindictive liar. I hope it's the former. Rah, rah. I don't think Dave Meltzer is lying. Mm-mm. Whatsoever. And look, sometimes just leave well enough alone. Because what you wrote made it seem like he has a problem with somebody. And he's willing to go out there and put his reputation online and lie. And I don't think that's the case. And to attack somebody like Dave Meltzer's character like that, I have a problem with. Because although he may not have every story right or get every story on point, I think he does go out and does his due diligence to get whatever story that he's putting out there. So mm-hmm. somebody's just saying this.
Right. And then I don't think I think he's told a lot of shit, and it doesn't necessarily mean he tells up like the fans. He checks his sources, I feel like. You know, like, yeah. Wait, let me check on that. Doesn't sound right. You know what I mean?
It's not something that he just does. So, look. What did I say when you put that post on Facebook and I heard wrestling? It was something about, I think it was something about how all the wrestlers were mad or some shit like that. And I said, if this is the straw that broke the camel back, and people are looking at Vince McMahon sideways, then if this is the story that's being put out there, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't I believe it? For those who didn't see my post, I said, and quote, we've been doing this podcast for almost 3-4 years. 200 plus episodes. And every other week, it seems like we're talking about Vince McMahon. And how he ain't shit and how he's doing his talent wrong. So, you said, the bag, just simply the bag. And I said, you totally got my point. Because at the end of the day, there are those that are in WWE who are willing to sell those souls for that bag. But my question was this, and I said this to Trini. Shout out, Trini. What's up? What's good with you? I said to her, because we had a nice little debate on Roman Reigns' last comments when we talked about this blood money. And where was his comment when this shit went down the other day? Nowhere to be found. Look. I'm just saying, I gotta call a spade a spade. It is what it is. You motherfuckers are so corporate loyal that you don't even give a fuck about yourselves and your other constituents. That's just how I feel about the shit. Like, no. There's no reason why I should be waiting till the next fucking day because you didn't get your bag. We came to work. These motherfuckers pretty much holding us hostage.
Like, why don't you stay? Like, why am I still here?
And then people are pissed off, and then all of a sudden you come out with a fucking comment like that on Twitter. No, I don't vibe with that shit. No, that shit bothers me. And maybe what Seth Rollins is saying is that it wasn't me. You got the story wrong. Just say, no, you got the story wrong. It wasn't me. I didn't like what happened. Look, sometimes
I'm putting it like this. Seth wasn't stuck, though, just so you know. Him and Becky were in Dubai. Like, they flew from Washington.
So then maybe
he wasn't even with the people who were stuck.
Yeah, so maybe it wasn't you. But say that.
Mm-hmm.
And say, I mean, come out in support of the fellow wrestlers that was stuck. Then. Right? Isn't that what? Did Seth even make the trip, did he? Maybe that's why he wasn't stuck. Remember, they took him off Team Flair.
Yeah. Oh, he was on the show, though, because he lost the belt.
That's true. I forgot.
I'm just saying, like, afterwards, he was out.
I didn't.
I was working from home, so I turned it off.
I didn't watch.
It's okay. You didn't miss much.
No, I know I didn't. I don't support the blood money. So, this is the reason why I couldn't even tell you rather than he was on the show. But shit, support the ones that were there, they got stuck. And voice your opinion. Yo, what they gonna do to you? You already in contract. One. Two, what they gonna do? Bury you? Okay. But there's other companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, WWE is not the be-all, end-all. This is not the days of WCW versus WWE and whoever end up being on top was going to win. It doesn't matter how much ratings NXT gets. It's not going to have that effect on AEW.
Right.
Why? Because there's going to be a point where they're going to have a subscription. Mm-hmm. And hell, maybe they're going to probably start getting out there and buying out some of these companies themselves. So then they can build up.
That I doubt they'll do.
You don't think so?
No, because that's the whole point. Like, that's always been Cody's point, is that if you kill it, where the fuck do you get talent?
No.
What do you mean?
I'm talking about buy some of these, like, catalogs.
Oh!
Yeah. Maybe at some point it's probably hard, gonna buy. Yeah, it is hard, but it's not impossible.
I think it has to be.
Dealing with billionaires.
It'd have to be, right, but it'd have to be Tony Khan buying like Powerbomb TV or Independent Wrestling TV or some of the other ones. Like, it have to be that. Because you gotta remember, promotions are gonna be smart. They're not gonna just sell content just to sell content.
Right.
I think the smarter thing, I hate saying this out loud because I've been thinking about it a lot. I think the smarter thing for a company like AEW to do, or you know, or even Ring of Honor, would be to partner, like when you partner, like New Japan does. Mm. They let you use the wrestler and they just say, hey, you book such and such, so we're going to put this Okada match that he had with Jay Lethal on New Japan World, all right? Or like All In is on New Japan World. The whole All In show's on New Japan World. It's also on Honor Club. Like, those type of deals. Those make sense to me. But yeah, buying a whole catalog, that's rough. That's a lot. Because you're leaving a very
they're definitely going to have to build some content.
Oh, yeah, you got to have content.
And the point is that, look, what's going to help WWE survive is the fact that they got this content. Look, $9.99 is not a bad price for me to be able to go on a WWE network and I can watch an endless amount of content. May not have everything on there, but it's still pretty good amount of content. Mm-hmm. WWE don't even have to be on TV. To tell you the truth, not for us. Because we have the network. And people will go on the network and watch. It's not like... It's just, rather than that, if you're going to get those live views versus people who's going to wait till Saturday I watch. But you're still going to get those views.
Yep.
I it's mean...
overall
views. Right. Because guess what? Netflix can drop a show and I can binge watch it and it be over with. And the same thing can happen with wrestling. AEW can not even have a fucking TV deal. And guess what? If they would have came out with a network, I would have subscribed to it and been watching their shows. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily a huge deal. I think they can make plenty of money just even having a network on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Or a subscription.
Or put all those BTEs up there.
Right.
I'll watch them.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I'm just wasn't a fan of Seth Rollins' comments. I just not a fan of what happened. Obviously, Vince was probably already, I mean, scheduled flight probably already was supposed to fly out at 12:40 a.m. our local time, I guess, whatever time that was there. But they got to leave this blood money alone. But yet they sat there and said, yeah, you motherfuckers had owed us between $200 to $300 million, and yet we still going to continue working and having business with you, even though you held our wrestlers hostage. Like, look. How crazy is that part?
I mean, I know that nobody came in there with guns and...
Fuck that, but next time they could. And that's the reason why. Come on, they already killed a motherfucking reporter out there. Yeah, I'll go into that. Shit. They killed a Washington Post reporter. The motherfuckers want to deny that they didn't. See, that's another thing. This is the reason why I've called it them taking their blood money. Because they killed a Washington Post reporter. And now they want to deny it. All because they want to cover up stories for the orange guy. Because I can get all into the politicalness of this. No, I'm not going to get there, but I'm just saying. I can go there.
The politics.
The politics of this. But anyway, let's get into some real shit. It's been a while. Raw took place.
You already said that.
In the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York, although they call it Long Island. Quick hits.
Oh, yeah.
Quick hits.
He remembered on his own.
Yeah. Rey Mysterio attacked WWE champion Brock Lesnar. Charlotte Flair and Natalya defeated WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, the Kabuki Warriors. Buddy Murphy defeated Cedric Alexander. Triple H and NXT rosters confronted Seth Rollins, Andrade, and Zelina Vega defeated Sin Cara in Carolina. I'm from North Carolina. In a mixed tag team match, Rusev defeated Drew McIntyre via disqualification. NXT Women's Champion Shayna Baszler confronted the Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch during a sit-down interview. You know what? I so thought. And maybe this is just one of those things where, you know, forgive me, the gay community, but I seriously thought Shayna was going to hit Becky Lynch with, no, because I'm the man.
Oh, shit. This guy. What the fuck?
I thought it was going to happen, dude. Nah. I was ready for it. I was like, yo, that's going to be so dope.
They're not going to do that, bro.
I guess.
And I think Shayna has made it like a kind of a point that she doesn't even like go into the personal stuff.
Like life. I mean, but I think she would get...
No, like, I know what you mean, personal, but I just feel like... I just know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like she would not want to do that only because it would... Because every time that I've heard of or read something where they kind of were like, well, we could try to do this, she's been like, no, I'm not going to do that. Like, she likes how her character is.
Doesn't right, wanna, yeah, yeah, yeah.
insinuate anything, even though we know.
I definitely thought.
But yeah, I know what you're talking about. Look, when she, I will give them props for this. This isn't my raw, bad, or ugly, but I'm going to give them props for this interview because I turned it off because I was like, oh, fuck, I don't want to listen to Charlie talk to fucking Becky about nothing. And I just so happened to switch the channel because the Cowboys were on a commercial, and I was like, oh, shit, Shayna's on here. And then the rest of it, I was like, God, damn. Because I love Becky smirk.
Yo, I she was just their face got a little too close, too, because I was like, yo.
But I love how Becky was just like, okay, bitch. Yeah. Heard this all before. And I love how Shayna was like, okay, well, you're going to find out. And then Bayley just like, bitches, I'm going to be both y'all ass. This match, I'm looking
for. Yo, that's what I like. They're both like, fuck Bayley. We have to
I would fight too. And then I love Shayna saying, I'm not Ronda.
Yeah.
Fuck about, I don't give a fuck about Ronda.
Yo.
You got me to deal with, dog. I said, that's real shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to cut you off. I just had to say that.
No. And then we got the OC defeating Humberto Carrillo and the Street Profits. Then you got the Raw Tag Team Champions, the Viking Raiders, defeating the East Hampton Polo Boys. And Seth Rollins defeating NXT Champion Adam Cole via disqualification. And that was Raw from the Nassau Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. Big city of dreams.
Every day in New York ain't always
what it seems.
Them boys knocked down the towers, boy. They didn't give a shit. Yeah, so y'all crazy, man. I'm never going back to New York. All right.
What was your Raw, sir?
My Raw. It's kind of a toss-up for me. So I'm looking at the... trying to get my feelings back because... Here's
trying
the thing.
To get your bearings.
My bearings, yeah.
Back up under you.
Because Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander was such a good match. Like, awesome match. It could have been on NXT on Wednesday. Like, that good. But at the same time, I really liked Seth Rollins and Adam Cole. I did not like the disqualification, but I knew it was coming because he's not going to beat both of them.
I'm going to tell you why. Oh, let's get into it.
So wait, let me just say what my Raw is.
I'm hype.
My Raw is I'm going to have to give it to Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander, only because I've been waiting for Cedric to be able to get back on Raw and do stuff and not be buried or whatever the fuck they're doing. And I love Buddy Murphy. And I like that they got time and they were, like, unleashed to me because they weren't. They were doing, like, they were having moves. There was no bunch of red. They were going at it, and they were going full speed. I don't know if it's because they're like, we don't give a shit. You leave us in another country, so we wrestle how the fuck we want to wrestle. Mm-hmm. I don't know what made them do what they wanted to do, but they did it. And I appreciated it because it really got me glued in for kind of a meh Raw. So that, I definitely got to give them a Raw. I'm going to give them a Raw.
Oh, man, dude. It's so much in this show that I could really talk about. Mm-hmm. So much likes and dislikes.
Right.
Mostly dislikes, but there were several likes. But I got to give it to Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander, too, as well. I mean, look. I think when the match was presented, I knew that this was going to be the wrestling match of the night. It was going to be the match. Of the night.
The heart to follow.
Yeah, because I didn't know, because I didn't read the spoilers until later on, that Seth Rollins and Adam Cole were supposed to have a match. So, when they announced Seth Rollins and Adam Cole having a match, I was like, ooh, maybe that'll steal the show. But it didn't. Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander stole the show. They had the match of the night, because everything else was so fucked up. Maybe the OC versus Humberto Carrillo and the Street Profits was probably just as entertaining as that match. Well, I wouldn't say just as entertaining. It was entertaining. I could watch it and be fine. But Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander, obviously, the chemistry was there. The moves were there. The time was there. They got time. This was a pretty good damn match. Easily a Raw. But easily just my bad with Seth Rollins and Adam Cole. Why? Because of how it ended. And I'm going to tell you how they should have ended it in my armchair booking. But the ending to this match Not that it ended in disqualification, but the way it ended via disqualification is why I have a problem with this match at. And look, I didn't expect Adam Cole to even win this match.
Mm-hmm.
But I expected something different. And I don't want to spoil it because it's my armchair booking.
My armchair booking.
But I did not like this. The match was good. The finish was horrible. Mm-hmm. And they should have did something else. They should have did something else.
This one, Nick.
And look. This is where WWE constantly failed to capitalize on shit. Because they know the move to make. They just never make that move. You want to get people engaged. You want to get people watching. You want people, you want your ratings to go up. It'd be just these simple things that really fuck everything up. That, now, see, it would have went from a, it was a bad Raw to, you know, it was pretty decent Raw. And then it could have been, oh man, Raw was fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
Just do the things that make sense. And I'm going to get into that when I get into my ugly. Yo, bad, sir.
My bad was the Charlotte and Natalya versus the Kabuki Warriors.
Oh, this is
going
to be a hot tag. This is good. Because then I'm going to my ugly first.
And it's really simple. The mechanics of the match really fucking pissed me off. It was clunky. And shout out to Kairi Sane and Asuka for trying to make the most of it. But there's one part. I think the part that sticks out the most to me. There's one sequence. And the announcers even tried to help it out, where, like, Charlotte clearly could reach Natalya's hand, yet they're doing this thing where she can't reach it, and Natalya's, like, fake trying, but trying really. It's just, like, you motherfuckers, like, come on, man. Like, I've seen Charlotte in enough tag team matches to know I don't want to see Charlotte in any more tag team matches, because I feel like the mechanics of it, she's not into it. She's not with it. Because there's too many times where I see she's going for the desperation tag and it's shitty because, like, you gotta, it's the little things. You gotta compensate for the fact that you're tall as fuck. So you reaching for the tag is a lot different than Natalya's little stubby arms reaching for the tag. Therefore, you gotta make it look slightly believable. If my hand is 2 inches from your fucking hand.
Yeah. Do you think that Charlotte has a hard time being engaged when she's not the champion?
I don't think it has anything to do with her being a champion.
I'm just saying, no, because look, listen to my point first, okay. I guess. Let me get to somewhere else before I finish, before you answer the question,
okay.
I should say. Because remember when she went against Lacey Evans?
Mm-hmm.
Right after Lacey Evans came off having a great match with Becky Lynch. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the pay-per-view?
Yes.
Becky Lynch and Lacey Evans put on a hell of a match.
And then the next night, her and Charlotte had that garbage-ass
match. Debacle of a fucking match.
But I don't think it has so much to do with...
You see this. Come on. We seen
but every
Charlotte
time we see,
and Asuka even... They put on that. A fucking great
but it's
match.
Not a... It's, to me, it's tag strictly match. About tag team matches. When have you seen Charlotte in a good-ass tag team match go a fucking head out way?
And this is my point. So when it's not the women title on the line, do you...
If it's not singles, that's what I think. If it's not a singles match okay. where she, the mechanics of a tag match where she has to stand on the ring apron and either, you know, in a face roll, cheer on the crowd.
Which
or,
is my point. Do you
she's
think
just not
is,
engaged.
She's just not...
Yeah, she's not. But I don't think that it's a malicious thing.
But I think
thing.
Sometimes
I think she's
even
just...
in the singles matches, I see her not engaged when there's nothing on the line.
Mm.
I just see her just... It's whatever. It's just another day at the work. And
yeah.
And I'm pretty sure she gets that slide because, one, she is great.
Oh, yeah.
Two,
it's just
I
like,
think
re-watch
she's genuinely
that tag match.
A
like,
nice
that
person.
So bad. How can I tell somebody she's one of the best women wrestlers in the world and then that be the match that I... Like, if that match came on, I'd be like, but yeah, she's really yeah. good. Like, my argument fucking sucks because you're watching this shit and you're like, oh,
it makes
boy.
You look bad. Like,
rough.
Oh, man, I... You, especially if you try to get somebody that's not into wrestling interesting.
That's like, not the match.
Right.
This ain't it.
And you're like, yo, you gotta watch her. Oh, damn, look at this. This is, these are some of the best wrestlers in the world. Me, Natalya, look.
But I'm gonna give Natalya her props just because I think part
I'm
of
not,
with
I'm not,
I know you're not.
I'm not.
I just think that
I'm not gonna do it.
The WWE style has really. You know why? Because I watched some old. Look, let me tell you something. I'm not even. No, look, no. Listen. No, I got a point
Can't
though.
Can't even do it. Won't do it.
This isn't even
Can't
about that.
Do it.
I was bored because like none of my guys were here this past week. Like everybody was gone in Las Vegas, so I was bored as shit. I had shit to do, and I'm watching old wrestling stuff. And all that, and I watched the old Natalya match, like, pre-WWE, and I was like, man, she was dope as fuck. I think WWE has kind of softened her up. But anyway, that was my bad. I just thought that that match was just horrendous.
I can't even give her that excuse, because her moveset doesn't say indie. Her moveset say WWE style. And the crazy thing is this. WWE has had, they have developed wrestlers as well. I mean, great wrestlers. It's not like WWE, for as much as we can sit there and talk about how there are so many great indie wrestlers out there that are better, far better than a lot of the wrestlers there in WWE. There are still some great wrestlers in WWE that they made themselves. And Natalya, just to me, don't put forth. She still wrestles like a diva and not a woman. See, to me, there's been this transition of divas wrestling and women's wrestling. And to me, she has not transitioned
into that yet.
Into that. Okay. At all. Because everybody else, from Alexa Bliss, Bayley, Charlotte, Becky, Sasha, like, you talking about Shayna Baszler, Ember Moon, Asuka, Kairi Sane, Io Shirai. I mean, you talk about all these female wrestlers, they have transcended WWE women's wrestling. Period. Although Vince McMahon doesn't appreciate it.
Yeah.
I will still go there. Because if Vince McMahon appreciate women's wrestling, Charlotte would not be a 9-time fucking champion.
That's true. Spread the wealth, sir.
Because you have so many great ones. You got the best female talent on any roster. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. And this is where you say that keep away shit come in at. Because I don't care what anybody say. You line up every roster that's out there. AEWs, ROH, and wherever other indie wrestling that you want to put. And put it against WWE's women's wrestling wrestlers. WWE got the best women's wrestlers on the fucking roster.
Potentially, but when you have
Not even potentially, they have it. It's just how you use them.
But if you don't use it, what does it matter?
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. Because they speak for themselves when you seen what they did. Just like how you try to go back
and talk about how
great Natalya was.
Yeah.
And, but when you talk about, because a lot of those, matter of fact, every last one that I named came through NXT.
I agree with you. I just feel like, I agree that they have the best. I always try to do, like in my head, it's an asterisk mark. Like, you have the, just like with NXT, you have the better talent,
but isn't that why we have
a better show?
But isn't that why we're having this conversation?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that why I'm bringing this up, though?
Yeah.
The reason why I'm bringing this up is because you have the best,
you just don't use it. It's like a dude with, you know, unless you're a collector, it's like a 5-year-old with all the dope toys, but he's like, I'm not going to open those. Like, what the fuck are you doing, kid?
Right. So, the reason why this was my ugly is because why did we need Charlotte and Natalya to defeat the Kabuki Warriors to be what? The number one contenders to those women's tag team titles? Why couldn't they work themselves up? Because obviously they're already showing you they're not a good tag team. And why do we have to play hot potato with the motherfucking women's tag team titles? I think these females have sat there, and maybe this is a whole plot of you building something, but no, fuck that. Build them as a tag team, as in Charlotte and Natalya, because first off, the Kabuki Warriors are still building too. Mm-hmm. And right now, they legit can't even fucking speak English, but they're establishing those fucking titles better than anybody else has. The Iconics, Alexa Bliss, and what's the other girl's name? Nikki Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Banks and Bayley. And maybe nothing due to their faults, but the Kabuki Warriors actually are establishing those women's tag team titles. And I'm actually excited to see them in the ring defending those titles. You can actually establish them as one of the best female tag teams ever. And yet you about to fuck it up. Only because what? You want to put the tag titles on Charlotte and Natalya? Fuck y'all. See, this is the shit that we talk about. This is where WWE fucks up. Because establish more female tag teams. And then you can establish the WWE women's tag team titles even more.
Mm-hmm.
Because now, if I see Charlotte and Natalya work their way up to the Kabuki Warriors, who have dominated the female tag team division, the women tag team division, then I'm just like, okay, I can see where this is going. Then they could have had a feud. And then maybe Charlotte and Natalya take 2 out of 3. Against the Kabuki Warriors. But no. Y'all want to rush this shit. And y'all fuck this whole thing up. And I don't like it. It's ugly. Man, let me add to this ugly too real quick.
Oh.
Oh yeah. I'm on there.
Wait, did you? I didn't know. Did you ask me my ugly?
No. Oh. That's why I said let me add on
my to this. My ugly is really quick. Go ahead.
Let me add on to this ugly real quick.
Yeah, do it.
Add on to it. And that is. Why the fuck are the Raw Tag Team Champions?
Oh, come on. That's my fucking...
Oh, this is a hot tag then, motherfucker. Shit, come on. Throw it up there. Leave me hanging. Fuck it. Throw it to your head. Anyway, that is the Raw Tag Team Champions having to wrestle against some jobbers. They are Raw Tag Team Champions. And this is what you want to give us?
This is what you give us?
And this is 2 weeks in a row, right? 2 weeks
in a row. 2 weeks in a row.
Are the Usos hurt?
No, but they're not using them after that whole... What's
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just telling
you. Nope, I don't give a fuck. Because guess what's finna happen, though? Guess what's finna happen? When the Usos contract is up, what do you think they're gonna be?
Oh, no, but you know how... Well, yeah, maybe, but they got contracts, bro. They got, 5-year contracts.
No, but I'm just saying, though. Don't do that.
And because then not only that...
Because where am I going to be?
Maybe, but okay, the only thing I'll say about
what
that,
what I'm saying is this.
You can't assume
no,
that.
No,
because these dudes are about that bag, too.
That's my point. They're about that bag because WWE... I'm not letting the motherfuckers go.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Where are they going to be?
Back in WWE.
So why do that to them? Look, man, fuck that. Because if you want to keep the greatest tag team on your roster, because if I'm them, I'm like, yo, I go up to the motherfuckers. All that shit Randy Orton was doing, y'all ain't bury this motherfucker. Y'all ain't bury him at all. All the drama, all these motherfuckers been going around here causing this shit. All the shit a lot of these motherfucking wrestlers been into. And granted, yeah. And maybe this is one of those things. Maybe I have to walk my comments back. and shit. And maybe this is one of those things where they're saying, Jimmy, you need to go get help. And Jimmy's out there getting help.
Yeah.
And then I got to sit there and say, damn. But WWE, I'm so used to them being douchebags. I like to give out the same energy. So I be douchebag right back with their ass and shit. I'm on that with their
I'm
ass
on that
all
shit
day, all every day. Day. Shit. So if that's the case, then I'm a man. I can admit. I apologize. I understand. But if that's not the case, then what the fuck are you doing? Because you're not going to allow them to go to AEW. Because you already know what AEW is going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Young Bucks versus Oos. That's probably what they're going to call themselves, the Oos. The Oos. Or Oos. Because you know they're not going to be called the Usos. But they probably will be called Oos. You know they're going to change their name.
No,
nah,
they probably just go by Fatu. Because that's their...
Yeah. Or the Fatus.
I'm cool with that.
Fatu, motherfucker. Fatu.
Well, my ugly hot tag, real quick, and it's always going to be, I don't give a fuck if we take a 3-month break. Anytime that somebody who's a champion is going against jobbers. Last week it was the Cubs. And then and I'm glad the Cubs came back at their ass when they posted that. It was like, well, we like AEW better anyway. That shit was hilarious. Mm. And then this week it's the Polo Boys or Mean Street Posse or whatever
the
fuck they were.
Hampton Polo Boys.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Y'all gotta stop this shit. You got dudes sitting in the back doing absolutely nothing. They could have easily beat Zack Ryder and anybody.
Give me something different.
I don't care. But it's better than the Polo Boys.
That's true. But
that's what I'm trying to say. Like, stop this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got dudes you're paying in the back, but you're going to pay some indie dude to get the fuck out of here. Who's writing this shit?
Where's the Ascension?
I don't get it.
And they fucked them up. Oh, they totally fucked them up.
I'm not even... It is what it is.
Yeah. Sad. Did you notice that after Aiden English fucked up by calling Shayna Baszler the Queen of Hearts,
they took his ass I thought that was the reason, but I think that what ended up happening was, because the plan was to have, oh boy, Pat McAfee. Mm-hmm. Was always to have him come out on commentary and promote kind of, hey, we're here and we're going to beat your ass. So that was the plan. They just didn't do it well. So, and then him fucking up made it look really stupid.
The only thing I can think of, too, is that maybe, because if he was with all the other NXT talent, that he just got there late, and that's the reason why.
Oh, okay, so I don't know if you know, but everybody got there late.
Right, because I know Shayna Baszler had to get
there. Yes, she had to. Yeah. When she came up, was her in the parking lot.
Yeah, right. That's why she had her street clothes on.
That's why Ciampa wrestled in his street clothes, too.
Yeah.
Because they had just got off the
Because I'm like, man, this dude draws all loose and shit, man. Why your draws don't fit? I ain't gonna lie. I was talking shit about him. No match for that. Wrestling match. But anyway. Let's armchair book this shit. Right? Do you want to start first, or do you want to know what mine is?
Because my armchair booking is simple. I think there could have been a more creative finish. I don't know what it would be, but I feel like there could be a more creative finish to
That's
Adam
what
Cole
I'm here for.
Versus Seth Rollins.
Let me do this for
Oh,
me.
Okay, you got something.
Yes.
That was my issue. Just because it was kind of like,
this is my,
everybody's out fighting, and it's the same old shit, you know?
This is my armchair booking. One, everybody wouldn't have been out there fighting. You know what would have happened if it was me writing the show? What do you have going on at NXT right now with the Undisputed Era?
War Games.
No.
Oh.
But who's kind of involved with what they're doing? Take a wild guess. It's on the main roster. It's not there anymore. Alright. So, if you watched NXT, then you would have seen Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa come out, Finn Balor come out.
Yeah.
And then, right.
Okay.
Why couldn't you get Finn Balor out of there? Anyway, fuck that. Not talking to him anymore.
Oh, anyway. But why would you have Finn Balor out there? Because then that fucks up the Johnny Gargano thing. Okay, go ahead. Okay. All right, librarian. Fuck, man.
Sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
Huh?
You got my Google going.
Oh.
Anyway, look. What we're trying to do is have Finn Balor retrace his steps in the past. But you also trying to make him the man in NXT. Not the man, because obviously that's Adam Cole being the NXT champion. But if Finn Balor joins Undisputed Era, we know who's running Undisputed Era. But this is one of those things where they could have knocked out two birds with one stone.
Mm.
Because as Adam Cole is struggling to beat Seth Rollins, but although putting on a great match and holding his own, we run into a problem. And who comes in and saves the day? It's Finn Balor. He takes a lick at Seth Rollins. Hit him with a sling blade that Seth Rollins be stealing from him any damn way.
Steal my move back.
Yeah. Then hit him with the coup. No, hit his ass with Bloody Sunday, just like he did Johnny Gargano. Hit his ass with Bloody Sunday.
I'm not against that.
And what do we get? We remember how he beat. That's where announcement comes into the fucking fold. We remember how he beat Seth Rollins to become the first champion. Right after the night that he loses the belt. What better way to make us remember this is what happened. This is what greatness was. And now he's back here and it's going to show that, look, he's still the man. And he's going to find his way back. He stands tall. People are shocked. Like, fuck. NXT is strong as shit. They recruited one of the best wrestlers in the world to come back to them. That's how you sell how he went back to NXT. Because isn't NXT supposed to be looked at as, quote unquote, they're developmental? This is how you get NXT over. Because we still have plenty of time for them to come back at NXT. We didn't need a huge ass fucking brawl. That right. Brawl was like as if it was the night before fucking,
like a go home show.
No, we didn't need that right then and there. All the while, Finn Balor still not pledging his allegiance to the Undisputed Era. They come in, they looking shocked. That's what makes the beauty of the brawl not ever happening. Because even they looking shocked as to why Finn Balor is out there. And he just walks off. Can I write you an ending better than that?
But they don't do cliffhangers.
Can I write? I mean, that ending.
That would be dope, though.
It would have been dope because it sells not only Raw, but NXT.
And I was just about to say, because then you feel like, okay, I need to watch NXT to figure out what's going to happen instead of you watched. Because I feel like with the ending, the way that Raw ended yesterday, people are watching NXT if they're still interested. Because short attention spans for casual fans. People who were like, oh my God, SmackDown was so crazy. That's kind of waned away a little bit.
Because they really didn't use the NXT roster that much neither.
Yep. And this was a perfect chance to build in going into Wednesday. I'm not saying they won't have some people that...
Especially if you knew you wasn't going to use the roster like that.
Could have definitely done that. If I could armchair book, that's what I would have done. Utilize NXT better to help them out. You have a 3-hour show. They were able to do more in the 2 hours on SmackDown with the NXT
with motherfuckers
guys.
Just coming off the plane.
Right. And I understand arriving. That they had no roster. I get that they had no roster, but that story was better than what they probably would have had otherwise. You feel me? So then when you know that and then your ratings went up, you capitalize on that shit. You go, you know what? Oh, shit. You know what we need to do? This and that.
This is the reason why we didn't think Raw was still wasn't that good. Because I'm finna run this down to you. Mm-hmm. And you tell me whether or not catch your attention. Rey Mysterio attacking Brock Lesnar.
Mm.
Didn't think so. Charlotte Flair and Natalya putting on a bad match
only,
itself.
Only because it was so bad, I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I would have been interested, especially if the Kabuki... Look, what's the name has the miss? I don't expect them to go over clean over Charlotte and Natalya.
Yeah, missed her.
Yeah, that's the whole point of what she's doing right now. But that didn't happen, and then they won, and then the match was horrible. So, you toss that shit out. Buddy Murphy and Cedric Alexander obviously had our attention. Triple H and the NXT roster confronting Seth Rollins.
That was actually a good promo.
Yeah, good promo. Had our attention, though. Andrade and Zelina Vega defeating Sin Cara in Carolina. What's wrong with Carolina's mouth, though? That just looked weird to me.
What?
The way she talked out of the mouth.
I haven't noticed
she had a weird mouth.
She does? Yeah. I've seen it with no mask, so.
Is she cute?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
it's just the way she holds her mouth.
It's too soon for her to be on the main roster. But doesn't need to hear nothing. And this match didn't really.
She really didn't. Because she looked sloppy to me.
Yeah, she's not ready, bro.
She didn't look fluid.
And there's
I like
tons
Selena
of women
Vega.
Down there they could have brought up.
I like Selena Vega. I like what she was able to bring to the table.
And I don't need to see Andrade versus Sin Cara no more. Okay,
no,
let's just stop this shit now. Andrade's above this.
Right. Yeah. I'm with you. I'm definitely with you on that. So, once again, that didn't keep me engaged. Obviously, Rusev and Drew McIntyre didn't have me engaged. Anytime Rusev jumps on the screen, it doesn't have me engaged.
And it's not because of Rusev.
No, it's not because of Rusev.
It's
because of the storyline. I'm already disengaged because of the storyline. So, you already lost me, right? Shayna Baszler and Becky Lynch kept us engaged. The OC defeating Humberto Carrillo and the Street Profits.
Mm.
All right. It's somewhat, you know, get a half a star. The Raw Tag Team Champions, Viking Raiders, defeating the East Hampton Polo Boys.
The fuck out of here.
And then Seth Rollins and Adam Cole had potential. Then it what? Fizzled. So when we sit there and we go back and we like, Buddy Murphy, Cedric Alexander, Triple H promo, and Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler. So two of the things that kept us engaged were fucking promos.
Mm-hmm.
One match. Everything else was... So we talking about, I'll give you two matches. I'll give you Seth Rollins and Adam Cole. It was still a pretty good match. The ending did fizzle, but the match was still
left
good.
Left more to be desired.
Yeah. So we talking about two matches and two promos out of a fucking 3-hour show. I'm just saying, WWE,
do better.
You gotta do better. You gotta do better. You have anything else to add, man? Oh, you know what? I did want to let's talk wrestling real quick.
Oh, what's up?
So we're coming up on the anniversary of Survivor Series with the Montreal Screw Job. Right? Somebody asked a question. I was on Instagram. I want to say it was Curbside Hero. Asked a question. Whose side were you on? I think we both were on the same side. Now that we're older, I think we're both on the same side of this.
I'm on the...
Let me ask you this real quick. Whose side were you on back in the day?
So, back in the day, it's going to be weird. Mm-hmm. Because I remember talking to my dad and telling him about it, mm-hmm. right? And remember, I used to always get the Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yep.
So, you know, you read stuff or whatever. And I remember getting his, like, the older man who's not even attached to wrestling's perspective with all the facts. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is a classic case of a guy being fed up but going about it the wrong way with his company. Because he was saying, you know, Brett's not right if he's trying to leave with the belt. Because he was like, this is not right. I can't leave. I mean, his exact analogy was, if I get pissed off at Check Free or wherever he was working, I can't take my computer with me when I leave. Like, that's their shit. I'm mm-hmm. just using it. He was like, but Vince McMahon, you know, he was like, from what I know, isn't the best person in the world. So there's some stuff you probably don't know about that's going on that is a catalyst mm-hmm. to that. And he was like, but I know you like Shawn Michaels. And then Shawn Michaels seems to just be kind of doing his job and kind of just stuck in the middle of things. He's like, so I get why you're on his side, because my exact question was who's right or wrong. So at that time when I was younger, I was on Shawn Michaels' side. Only because I felt like Vince was making Shawn Michaels look bad when Shawn was just trying to do his job.
Hey, you're a ride or die type person. When you believe in something, you're like, no,
yes, I will switch up, bro. Yeah. I don't switch up, dog.
You just don't. Even when the facts is on the other side.
But at the time, we didn't have, But you said at the time.
Yeah. No, okay. I'm just saying. Your mentality is like, no, like, ride or die. Bro. Fuck that.
Like, man. It's like with my friends. I'm like, what happened?
We used to argue about Ja Rule and 50 Cent all the time. Because I'd be like, yo, but he's doing the same thing Ja Rule's doing. He's making this bubblegum music now. Like, no, fuck that. He's doing the same thing. He's doing what sells, which is nothing wrong with
right.
that.
And my argument always was, though, but 50 Cent a real gangster. Yeah. Every time I would do that, not with you, but anytime I did that to anybody else, they'd be like, well, fuck you then. And I'd be like, yeah, I win there.
Yeah, like Ja Rule run out of the streets, man. Neither. Like,
you wanted Ja Rule gone for so long, bro.
Yeah, remember? I don't even know why, though. I'm just like,
tricked me. He got me engaged with Vinny Vedovici, and then his next album was straight bitch music. And I was like, are you kidding me?
Not all of it, but damn, y'all.
17 songs, and he had 5 street songs. Yeah. The rest was all, I love you. I'm not trying to do that shit.
But you have to do what it sells, man. Yeah, you're trying to get money. You're trying to get dough.
And I hated Irv Gotti because
you'll
never guess who's gonna be on the next single.
Nobody.
Bobby Brown, bitch ass.
Crazy, bro. Yo.
But sorry, we went off on a tangent.
But nobody got on LL when he did it.
But LL always made chick music. No, he was never hard.
Oh, fuck.
Not street hard. LL Cool J was not street hard.
No. He was. He's just, you just never thought of it that way because of the type of music at the time.
Okay.
Because you can't tell me like a Big Daddy Kane. Or Rakim. Look, but it wasn't gangster music.
I got you.
That's what you, gangster rap.
Let me be 100% honest. I did like them, but I always loved Kool G Rap better than anybody because I was like, whoa, this guy's really talking about street shit. Yes. This is crazy. Because anyway.
Oh, yeah, Kool G Rap was.
I was like, this dude is awesome.
He's really talking about
it. I was like, yeah.
Which anyway. Was even transcended in itself because, I mean.
No Jay-Z without Kool G Rap, I'll tell you that right now. Ask Jay-Z and he'll say the same thing.
Oh, and Big Daddy Kane, too.
Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, Kool G Rap don't get a lot of love.
Yeah. I think that's kind of where he got a lot of his fashion from was Big Daddy Kane. And he rapped with him too. But anyway, made me forget where I was at with this. Oh yeah, you was right or die. Yeah. Anyway, let me get to my point though.
Go for it.
Back in the day, I was on Brett Favre. I said Brett Favre. Fuck. Definitely wasn't no Brett Favre fan. Fuck out of here. Chicago Bears all day. I don't give a fuck how much we suck. I was definitely on Bret Hart's side back in the day. Because I was a Bret Hart mark. I bleed pink and black. It was pink and black attack all day, every day I was on that shit with everybody. Fuck is you talking about? It's the Hart Foundation over here. Shit. It was like Bret Hart couldn't do no wrong. But as I got older, And as I became a man, I had to realize Bret Hart was a little bitch, yo. That was a bitch move. Because you gotta know, I'm leaving the company.
Mm-hmm.
They just came off of somebody else leaving the company as a champion. And they threw the championship belt in the garbage. And you think we finna let you leave here as the motherfucking champion? Just because we wrestling in your home country?
Nah.
Nah, bro. It's not going down like that. We just can't do it. We're not going to do it. And for you to throw that bitch fit, because y'all sat there and y'all had meetings on this, and they tried to tell you, Sean needs to go over. Sean needs to go over. Sean needs to go over. And you would not acquiesce to what they're asking for. You lucky they allowed you to wrestle that match.
So, to answer your question, when I got older and got all the ins and outs,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, Bret is an asshole. And I didn't even, like, that wasn't even my reason for being on Sean's side. And I was like, wow, like, Bret is a jerk. That's not cool, but, and I'm not saying that Sean is without fault because there's things he did during his tenure, but in this specific situation,
it was you like, have to go out on your back.
That's just what you do. You're not leaving with their belt, bro. You can't do that.
If they chose, no, and see, I don't know, people would be like, but man, remember what happened with the CM Punk? The CM Punk situation, though, CM Punk wasn't signing with anybody else.
Right.
He wasn't signed, I should
say. And let's be real. If he did sign with anybody else, Vince doesn't look at them as important, so he wouldn't have gave a shit.
But even then, though, he would have. He wasn't signed, I should say. Let me correct myself. He wasn't signed to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You were leaving and signed
right
to WCW. So why the fuck would I let you leave with my belt?
Right.
CM Punk, I'm trying to get you to stay. So since I'm trying to get you to stay, I don't mind putting the belt on you. And if you leave, fuck. We messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But we can work around this.
We can work it
out. Even then, as much as I think CM Punk can be a dick too, he wasn't going to no other company neither.
Nah, he wasn't
with that
show.
Belt.
He wasn't
going to show, gonna show
just
up.
Just because he has a different mentality with that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
he probably would have talked shit like that belt don't mean anything. But he wouldn't have left with
it. Yeah, he probably would have added it. Like, you know, but would he have showed up? I don't know, though. CM Punk, I think he got more respect for the business than that. I think he probably
and would. I think whatever company would be like, it's not good.
Yeah, because he probably he has the mentality that he wants to leave it in the past.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's the reason. At least this is what I believe. Whether or not if he would have done it, I honestly couldn't tell you. But I don't think he would have taken the WWE Heavyweight Championship, not Heavyweight Championship, but the WWE title.
With him. Yeah.
To wherever promotion he went to. Because even then, you see the way he handled the whole ROH situation.
Mm-hmm.
And shit. Like, I mean, the dude has the tendency to be a stand-up guy at times. Other times, he can be a whiny little bitch, too. I mean, it's that Joliet in him, you know?
Oh, Lord, this guy. Anyway.
But look, he's still Shaitan. I fuck with him, but I'm just saying, look, you know? It's going to be probably the last time you're going to hear me say I fuck with him to him, Colt Cabana. Kiss and make up and shit. But still, like, so as I got older, I became more on, I'm going to say, Vince McMahon's side. Because really, Shawn Michaels was only involved as far as what the match goes. Because at the end of the day, it still wasn't his decision. It was... when this happens. Now, whether or not Sean knew.
Right. It's up for interpretation.
Right. But look, but even if he did know, man, what you want him to do?
Right. He still got to do his job. But that's what I meant. He was just a guy out there doing his job.
Yeah. Like. So, no, I understood Vince's. And at the time, too, and this goes back to kind of what I was saying earlier. Back then, this was a fight for survival and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It was about which company is going to come out on top. It's not like that anymore. AEW don't necessarily have to compete with WWE.
Right.
But back then, that was a competition. And it was, man, if we on the same night, we can't allow them to beat us in the ratings. Just can't do it.
Won't do it.
Because somebody has to win, because if we don't, we're going to be the ones closing down. Even Triple H said, yo, we thought we was going to have to close down at one point.
Mm-hmm.
We thought we couldn't do it. So, yeah. But anyway, I digress. Let's get into this, man. In this. It's been a while, so I'm a little rusty. But with that said, be sure to check out 1515 and all of the content. Be sure to rate, subscribe, review to the podcast. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or any other podcast platform that you choose to use. Look, I'm a little rusty.
You're hitting on all cylinders to me,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah. My fault, man. It just wasn't coming out flowing like I wanted to. But anyway, you can catch us on, just type in 1515 Nav, and you'll find a podcast such as Equal Opposites, Lace Them Up, Love and Hip Hop, The Rundown, Wrestling Roundtable, and Studio Flow. And if you're just like, nah, I only want to fuck with those dudes, so fuck them other dudes, just type in Wrestling, RASSLIN, Roundtable, and you'll find a podcast such as GTS, RBU, and all the other special events in or pay-per-view podcasts. And with that said, it's me, Stir the Pearl.
It's Miller.
And we out.